final segment here, talking water harvesting. And during the break, we were kind of visiting about the gray water systems and understanding, you know, you have basically two plumbing systems for your home. You've got your kitchen sink and your toilets that's still going to your septic or city service. Mm-hmm. Then you have a second drain system. It could be your, if you've got a water treatment system, it could be your where it does its recharge. That's usually done down the same drain that your laundry machine is going from on the newer home designs. It could be, you know, if you flush out your water heater on a regular basis, mm-hmm. all of your bathroom sinks. What else am I missing? I think that probably wraps it up, because your dishwasher drains down your same drain as the sink, so you don't have to worry about that one being infiltrating into your gray water system.
Right. So it's a thought process when we're taking gray water from inside our house to outside of our house. And generally what's done with that is you have to step into an already existing system, put a side pipe on of some kind, and run the water out into the landscape. They call them laundry to landscape. You can fairly simply do your washing machine out to the landscape, but it requires replumbing. Now, if you're building a house, then you can put gray water systems in place while you're building it. So what I've done here at the Urban Farm is I actually replumbed one of my bathrooms with a Jandy valve underneath the sink. Now, a Jandy valve is a pool system valve for your swimming pool. And my Jandy valve, it's a go out to the sewer or go to the landscape. So it's just a valve that you switch if you want to run
diverter.
Water to the land. It's a diverter. Yeah, thank you. And so I have the ability to run water out into my landscape that I've replumbed a bathroom here at the house. I was built in 1948, so it's a big project to do that. But the other thing that's even better is you actually move the systems outside. You can, put your washing machine, you can move it out to an external wall or out into your landscape, and then that water can just pump right onto your landscape. I also, here at the Urban Farm, I built a outdoor washing sink in a little kitchen area so that, and I plumbed that out into the landscape. I also moved I built an outdoor shower so that we can, go outside, shower off in the summertime, and that water goes out into the landscape. So that's the two ways to think about, you either replumb your house or you move some of the systems outside if you can do that.
No, an outdoor shower, I don't know why they don't do those more. I made sure when I built my home to have the plumbing designed to have an outdoor shower, because when you're outside all day and you're working, you don't want to walk in through your clean home completely disgusting. There's even times I just turn on with my clothes, because even my clothes are so drenched and you got the sweat stains and the calcium and get those rinsed off and then start taking those, because they're so dirty you don't even want to put those in the dishwasher. the laundry machine.
They probably
either.
Need to go into the dishwasher.
Yeah. But you don't want to put these clothes that are full of dirt right into the washing machine. So the benefits to an outdoor shower. And then anyone that has a swimming pool as well, that's another great function. But using that to just instead of it just going right there on the ground, having it diverted to a place of function.
Yeah, got to be careful with swimming pools and water softeners. Both of them, swimming pools have chlorine in them.
And I mean, and for people that swim, that to get out and then take a shower to rinse themselves off. We always rinsed off in the hose, but at growing up, but I didn't mean using pool water for gray water.
You got to be careful with that.
Yeah, and people that have beach houses in Florida, they have outdoor showers, just a quick, coming off of the ocean. They just clean themselves off and go back in the house.
Of course. Yeah. Arizona Department of Environmental Quality has a document called Using Gray Water in Your Home, and it is just a two-page PDF. I just typed in Google Arizona Gray Water Regulations, And it just talks about what gray water is and, you know, how to most effectively use it. It's really straightforward. If you go to your city, because everything I did here is at the urban farm was permitted. And in 2005, I was putting in the gray water systems and I went to the city to get permits for the back patio. And they said, no, you need to hook up to the sewer. And it's like, I had to educate them. So if they come and tell you, no, you can't do that, send me an email and I can help.
And with the final minute here, wrapping up, Greg, you had a couple additional resources to share.
Yeah, so I have a class, my Wickedly Smart Water Harvesting. You can find it at urbanfarmwater.com. We talked about the Arizona gray water regulations. Brad Lancaster is probably one of the top five people on the planet for rainwater and gray water harvesting. His website and books, get his books, they're amazing. His website is harvestingrainwater.com. And really, here's the key. First and foremost, plan. And then when you're done planning, do some more planning. Do your research. Figure it out. It's easier to cut once than cut, you know, make the wrong cut and have it start over again, metaphorically, of course. And then pay attention to what you're putting down the drain.
UrbanFarm.org. Thank you, Farmer Greg, and we look forward to seeing you next month. We'll be talking composting. Stay cool out there.
Love it. Thanks.
And woohoo!